Welcome into episode 283 of the Washed Up Walk-Ons, presented to you by DRF Sportsbook. We are big time. DRF is soon to be live in Iowa, drfsportsbook.com, and the DRF app. Stay tuned for that. We got Kyler Schott on the show. Shooter shoots, baby. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Watch the Walk-Ons fans, episode 283 of the podcast. And today we've got a cool one. This is a guy we've wanted to talk to on the podcast for a very long time. Actually, a walk-on that we very, very much wanted to sponsor with this podcast on a new NIL deal, but we were far too broke, made far too little money to shell any out to any former walk-ons. Our apologies. But a guy who is like the definition of grit. And grit is a thing on this podcast that we think the world needs a whole lot more of, and you should be pretty damn proud if you've got. So without any further ado, the newly former starting guard for the Iowa Hawkeyes, Shooter Shoots, welcome to the podcast, pal.
What up, boys?
How you doing?
I'm living it up right now. It's crazy to think I'm done with Iowa football.
How's the body feel?
To be honest, it's not that bad right now. It was a lot worse at the beginning of the season. I was doing all that injury stuff. It's feeling pretty good right now.
Let's talk about the injury stuff, man. What's going on there, brother?
Oh, yeah. Bad deal. Shit happens kind of situation. And then broke a bone in my foot. It was what it was. Life goes on. Had to just go get better from it.
You were baling hay?
I wasn't baling hay. It was supposed to rain. We were putting tarps over top of these bales, and I was jumping down off one and fucking landed wrong.
Not nasty,
broken foot. No, that's why I play the line.
Oh, yeesh. There it is. I don't know. I don't even know if Drake's still with us here. He'll get back in a second. Shooter shoots, by the way. You know that?
Right.
Always.
Absolutely.
Now, why didn't you have merch that said that?
I don't know. Just Shot Squad is a song that my parents made up like when I was freshman, sophomore. And then when the NIL deals came out, we just stuck with it and made it so everyone could get the stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it's you don't want to break it off into too many designs. You jump off a hay bale and you feel that in your foot. What immediately did you know something was wrong, or did you think because as an athlete, all the time in training, right, strength conditioning, the off season, there's every day you tweak something doesn't feel right, you just kind of breeze over it and it gets better, right, because you're 22 23 years old and you just sort of work through it. When did you know that it was legit?
Immediately after I did it, because I'd had the same injury in my other foot 2 years before, and I just knew it was exactly the same thing, just in my other foot.
What did you hurt specifically?
It's called a Jones fracture. It's the fifth metatarsal bone in your foot. A lot of guys have done it at Iowa.
Okay. Well, what's going on over there? What the hell? What are we doing?
It's being too powerful, dude. You got to put too much power through those feet.
Yeah. Gotta be.
What's the feeling like in your stomach when you're like, fuck, man, I gotta go tell
them? Yeah, thinking about calling the trainers and calling the coaches was like something I was so didn't want to do. It was like you know you just get that pit in your stomach and you're like, I can't do it. Then you just got to man up. You got to man up. You got to do it.
Well, because there's no hiding from it. It's not like you're going to come back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was how many days before camp started?
Like 4 days, and then I had surgery like the next day. Literally, they got me in the next day after I broke it.
4 days.
That's that Iowa football magic right there. That is having the strings to pull.
Oh yeah, they got me right in there.
Drake, when you got hurt, they were gonna like, weren't they gonna take you in?
You said what?
I said when you got hurt, didn't you tell them you were gonna? They were gonna try and get you up to surgery like right away, and you're like, nah, I'm gonna watch the rest of the game.
Yeah, I was like, you guys, first of all, you're not going to put my leg in surgery right now. There's too much swelling. I know that about the human body. And secondly, my leg is still going to be broken whether I go to the hospital now or I watch my teammates play a football game from the best seats in the house. Right. So I chose option B and hung out on the sideline because that makes the pain go away a lot more watching us beat the piss out of Nebraska than going to the hospital like a pussy. I don't know. That was my thought.
You like that? You like
a bad thought.
That's just Drake being a psychopath. But we were able to slip that little fact by a few people, the great people over at DRF Sportsbook. As you guys heard in the intro to this podcast, Washup Walk-Ons is proud to partner with DRF Sportsbook in the new year. DRF Sports is every bettor's dream with exclusive data, betting trends, analytics, and expert advice all in one easy-to-use place. DRF Sports also offers a free-to-play sports predictor app called DRF Cash Grab. DRF Cash Grab is available in the Apple Store and Google Play Store and is 100% free. Just download, start predicting, and win some money. DRF Sports, bet smarter. All right, now back to you, Kyler. Kyler, you're a gritty bastard, huh?
Right. Yeah. So upset.
Dude, how did you make it, man? How did you walk on? Because you were, let's be real, dude. In high school, you were probably a better wrestler than football player. Correct. Oh,
yeah. I mean, I was good at football because I was going against guys who were like 180 pounds, were the biggest guys that played football in high school.
But you were number one in the state in wrestling, correct?
I was number two for like my junior and senior years, and I got third. Yeah.
What a bitch.
In Iowa wrestling, that's a big deal. So like, it's not a stretch to say you were a better wrestler than football player, but you brought the wrestler's grit to football and you made it as a scholarship starting offensive lineman at the University of Iowa. So like, personifying grit, which we praise around here, my man. So a round of applause for your career, because it's like one that doesn't happen very often because guys don't have it in their heart to make it happen. So that's kind of what we want you to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Just having to stick through it. I mean, you guys were walk-ons, y'all know, you get that point where you're like, holy shit, can I do it? Or can't believe I'm paying to do this shit, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just and then, I mean, just pushing through it.
Do you have any specific memories, like days or workouts where you're tired as shit, you drive the moped home, you plop down on the couch, and you sit there and you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, you run a game sim in the summer, and it's like, what the fuck is going on?
he said so matter-of-factly, like, yeah, just think of any game sim you've ever done. Oh, I relate with that hardcore, man. And then you're like, I remember specifically several times being funny about how tired I was, like, how, I mean, my body was going to a different dimension, and I remember vividly looking up and saying to, like, Lima or Mark, like whoever the strength coach was, I was like, I'm fucking paying to be here. Like, I volunteered this morning to come to this bitch.
Yeah. Unreal. But, I mean, that's what we do.
It's the walk-on mentality, baby.
It
you
is.
Just keep paying and you just keep plugging.
Yeah.
What was conditioning? Talk about the evolution of your conditioning from the time you came in to the, you know, to this past summer.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was brutal at conditioning when I first got to Iowa. And it started off with, when I was a freshman, I didn't get invited to summer and I didn't get invited to fall camp. Mm-hmm. And then they were a week in the fall camp and Coach Morgan calls me and asked me if I want to join. And so my first experience out of football, I was a week into fall camp, and that's how I met everybody, and that's how I joined the team. And then, I mean, obviously over time, I was dog shit at conditioning to start my career at Iowa. And then
there's been a lot of dog shitters in conditioning, yeah. Man. And Hoover is one of them.
I'm absolutely one of them. Because there's a couple levels of dog shit, and I was like on the seventh layer of dog shit hell. did you ever miss reps?
So the worst I was – like I wouldn't miss time, but then I would throw up and Doyle would instantly throw me out.
Yes. Oh, yes, man. I have a brother. I have a companion. Yeah. I love it. Dude. All right. Let's take it back. It's 2014, man. It's hot as hell. It's the first day.
2014.
I'm talking about
they're talking about himself.
I'm talking about me.
Oh, he's always talking about himself. Kluber loves to talk about himself, bro. We're talking about you, and Kluber's just going to blow himself one time.
No. Kyler, I shit you not. We go out, and it's the first day of summer, right? And what's the first day of summer conditioning?
Like 55.
55s. Barefoot, yeah. Barefoot, 55s. There's not. I think they're plus ones.
Yeah.
So for the people listening at home, you usually have, skills make it in 7 seconds, the semis in 8, linemen in 9, right? On a plus one day, everybody gets an extra second. It is the easiest. You could run out – oh, God, that might be a stretch. You could run out a lot of people from off their couch, the Cheeto fingers that we talk about on this podcast, and they would be able to get through it, right?
You think?
Some. I was gonna say
not everyone, but a lot of people.
Expecting a lot out of old people's legs, bro.
You're right. Okay,
55s in those times, even like sure. You have to stride and you have to be capable of doing it time after time under a little bit of a time. No chance.
Okay,
if you Cheeto fingers want to hurt yourself, go run 8 barefoot 55s at 8 seconds.
Yeah, 45 seconds rest. So anyway, I had been, I don't know who it was, if it was Cody or somebody, but the entire day, everyone's like, hydrate, man. It's hot as hell. You got to stay hydrated. Make sure you got water in you, this, that, the other thing. Dude, I had 6 bottles of water in me by the time we ran out to go do 55s.
Yeah.
I completed the reps just fine. I'm crossing the line just as well as everybody else. But I'm sloshing around like fucking gallon of milk you're bringing in from the store, and I can't do it, man. And rep number 8, I'm a fire hydrant on the side, just getting it out of me. And I felt so good afterwards. I was good. I still made rep number 9, rep number 10. But of course, what's the aesthetic of that? Like I'm throwing up on rep number 8, right?
Yeah.
Doyle just goes to town on me, bro. And I'm like, God damn it. I'm waterlogged, coach. Like, I'm fine. I'm making the reps. Yeah. There were several other times that happened where I didn't even complete. The first time we did prowlers was absolutely brutal. But yeah, man. Fuck prowlers.
Woo!
You're not a fan?
Oh, hell no.
You caught the prowler flu a couple times?
Oh, yeah. Once or twice.
Did you guys ever – so, okay, this leads me to my next question. First, your freshman year, it's like week – like the freshman dude.
Yeah, the post-Friday practice.
Oh, God. Tell me about that, man.
Oh, man. That's, those were tough looking.
Yeah, those were bad. I think they've gotten scaled down since, too. But definitely. But I think we did like 20, it was 15 or 20 yard prowler pushes. I don't know how many we did, but that was like the worst conditioning like at Iowa.
How many
people? It was bad. Like probably 15 people. Like just people you wouldn't even like wild.
Kluber, I used to walk out there through the weight room to watch them throw up. It used to be like my Friday entertainment.
It was like a movie. Yeah. It was like you got free entry to the show, the entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I went straight home because I knew what was happening. And if I saw that, it would give me more anxiety for the next time that we had to run. So when did you feel like you had like a good grasp on conditioning? Like when did you finally come around?
Like my third summer.
I thought he was going to say third, fourth, maybe this year. The third summer was when it happened for me too. Was there always an anxiety attached to the conditioning then after that, even like through this past summer?
No, I mean, once I kind of just figured out my diet and shit and like stopped chugging like 8 water bottles during the lift when I know there's a run afterwards.
But that water's so damn good, man.
It is. It's almost addicting. You drink one, it's like, I gotta get another one of these fuckers.
What was the diet changes?
I mean, just eating healthier, smaller meals, more meals. That's pretty much it. I mean, I was eating some shit when I was a younger player.
Tell me, I want to know.
Weren't we all, man? We were just trying to make that weight.
Yeah.
What was your weight to make?
Honestly, I was always overweight. So when I first got to Iowa, I was 308. And then my lowest I was at Iowa was 288.
But you did a little recomp. Had you?
Yeah. And I'm at like, and then I was 296 before the bowl game.
Oh,
so
you're lean and mean, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What? How tall are you? 6'1"?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of, that's a big boy.
It's tough. Yeah.
That's why your fifth metatarsal said, fuck it.
Yeah. We're out. Couldn't handle it.
Couldn't handle the explosion.
Right.
My body couldn't handle 6'1", 250 at all. Like not even a little bit. It fell apart. So 6'1", 296, boy, oh boy, I'd be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life.
You call, who was the first call when you hurt your foot?
Cammy, trainer.
What'd she say?
I just kind of threw it at her. She's like, well, I guess we'll get you in here later today.
Yeah, because they don't care too much.
Yeah, I don't know. They know shit happens.
Who was the first coach you talked to?
I called... I think I called Barnett, and then I called KF right after. God, just to get
tough,
it over with.
That's a tough fucking
game,
man.
Yeah,
ooh, that makes me cringe. That just hurts.
So what did you feel when it was ringing?
Oh, just like absolute pit in my stomach, like it was shaking. Sickness, and I'm like,
right?
Like, how the hell do I tell him?
And you've got like 6 seconds to figure out what the hell is going to happen, and you're like spinning.
And then it never goes down the way you thought it was going to go down. No. Also, you just start rambling.
Right. Now, tell me KF gave you a, oh, shit, I'm bailing some fucking hay, huh?
Oh, holy shit. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. It was one of those.
Maybe we fucking stay off the farm, okay?
Holy shit. We got fall camp next week?
Dude, you're fucking killing me. Dude, Drake, I might like the out of season more than the in season because we get to talk to these fucking dudes.
Dude, I love talking to the guys, man. There's been, because every year, like, actually, you guys are about the last year, man, because the freshmen that we were seniors, like, that we don't have the relationships anymore, but we did know you guys and we grew, we watched you guys grow up and we cheered for you through your guys's, like, becoming of men, and it was fucking awesome to see, man. So we're always so excited to talk to you Stallions.
Absolutely, man.
It's gonna be the same though, Drake, because like, sure, we don't know. T Daddy Worse makes the appearance.
Let's go
I had to come see Drake.
Oh, fuck you. What's up, T-Daddy?
What's up, gang?
Clube and Drake, what up, pimps?
Dude,
how you doing, Daddy?
Oh, not so bad. How are you?
Hey, how's Tom?
Tom's doing pretty good.
Now, Tristan, you can chew on this one.
Hey, congrats on the Pro Bowl, dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thanks, boys.
We're going to bring you on for your own episode, obviously, because you deserve it. I'm just going to hit you with this. You had a really long streak going.
I did have a long streak going.
Of no sacks.
That kind of hurt my feelings, Clube. That's a sensitive subject.
Please beat the shit out of me next time you see him.
The next time you see me, dude, I'll go 30 seconds with you wrestling, and you can.
I love it.
But no, in all serious, man, you fucking Stally, you keep doing your thing.
Appreciate it, boys.
Kluber just shit on him, Shooter.
Yeah, I was wondering what the fuck that was all about.
Dude, tell him I'm sorry.
Hey, when you're part of the noise, you got to ask the real hard-hitting questions. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you're media. You know, you're media now.
Download the Ultimate Fan app now. Go to the link in our description. You guys have heard me talk about it. You guys have heard me and Drake make jokes about Drake's team. It's the next level free-to-play fantasy football app. Download now in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. It's pack openings meets fantasy football, 40K in gift cards. You've heard me say it, people. Not enough people are signing up. Literally, you guys are just passing up chances for free merch. I've already given away free merch to three people. And not that many people have signed up, so you have a high chance of winning. Just download the app. It's in the description. Even if you just want to help us out, it's a great way to support. This app is brought to you guys by the team over at Low Six. They're smashing US sports with a range of free-to-play games right now, including Bengals picks, Pistons picks. They know what they're doing. The game is sweet. Again, download in the description below. My team actually won in the smaller game setting, and I got a free pack this week. It's legitimately fun. And it's fun to follow, and it's not like normal fantasy. So, again, download, and now back to the show. Shooter, I don't know how closely, you probably don't follow me or the podcast or anything. I got a media pass for the bowl game.
I did see you had a media pass.
Did you see that shit?
I didn't see you on the field, but I saw your tweet.
Well, they didn't give me field access, which is horseshit.
Oh,
but they let me in the press box.
Jesus. And
Steve Rowe, how much do you talk to Steve Rowe at all? Any?
I mean, just when I got media in passing, and shit like that. Yeah,
he let my ass have a pass, dude. Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
Can you imagine in like 3 or 4 years you getting a media pass to go?
No, I wouldn't do it. No way.
I saw him in the press box, and I like forgot that I was a media member. And as a former player, I saw him and I was like, Steve, what up? And he was like confused. He saw me and, was like, and he looked away and then he realized who it was. And I had already turned the corner. And I was like, oh, I just fucked that one up. I'm never getting a media pass again.
No, never.
You fuck up a lot of things, like Tristan's feelings for no reason.
Nah, dude, he understands. He's a goat. Are you putting a little salve on right now on your neck?
It's called salve, you weirdo. And yes, my neck hurts.
What'd you do? You got torqued up today?
No, dude. You know how many times I invert over the top of my head and my neck just gets a little kinked up every once in a while?
I want to see you wrestle or you do a little grappling with Shooter Shoes.
Shooter, I hate to let you know that in submission grappling, you just don't have a single prayer.
Oh, no, I'm coming for you. Come for blood.
Come get me. Come get me, daddy. You can have all the blood you want.
Oh, man.
No. I need a little training first.
So, Kevin obviously isn't here tonight.
He's such a pussy for that. He didn't just call out of work.
True. His one question was, first of all, he said that he sees your brother on a regular basis. Fun fact.
Oh, yeah.
And then his question was, what was it like coming back into camp midway through?
Yeah, so when I got back to camp, I didn't start practicing until week.
Oh, so you
didn't. I practiced one day during the Iowa State week, and then I didn't dress for Iowa State, and then I was back again the week after that. So
do you feel like you rushed the comeback at all, or do you think it was on a good timeline?
No, I mean, it was 6 weeks, I think, is what it was post-surgery. So, I mean, the timeline was good. I mean, there was just soreness. They did some extra, like, x-rays on it and stuff, and there's nothing wrong with it. So, just had to deal with soreness pretty much.
And I'm sure the conditioning factor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to run some 60s and shit to get back.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Extra 60s after you thought you were done with them is absolutely morbid.
it wasn't too fun, but I'd rather run, I don't know, it was only like 660s and eight or something like that.
So Shooter, so, you'll appreciate this. After I snapped my leg and had the surgery, and the first surgery didn't take care of the problem, and then there was a second one and the rehab was just brutal. I came back and I like legitimately couldn't run when I was having to try and do the conditioning, And,
oh my God.
And Doyle was like, Drake, stop running like you're in the Flintstones.
Oh, that's
God.
Good.
I remember, good. Dude, you were in bad shape too.
Dude, you have no idea how bad a shape I was in. The only reason that I made it through the season was a pain pill addiction. My piss was so hot, dude. And they did not drug test me one time that whole season because they knew it. I was taking so many pain pills. I was buying them off the street. This is the drug addiction episode, Drake's coming out party.
Yeah, and while we're on it, Drake and I were having a private conversation today, and what do you know? He told me to take pain pills as a PED for my CrossFit workouts. He's like, dude, just you won't even know that your lungs are. He said
you won't feel it.
The quote was,
"You don't feel the pain, brother."
He said, yeah. Dude, by the time you figure out that it hurts and you're tired, it'll be 6 hours after your workout. So, there we go. So you're full. Okay, here's a question. Iowa boy, right?
Yep.
I don't know how you view the Cy-Hawk matchup. Obviously, there's a lot of heat around that week in that game. How bad did it hurt to miss that?
No, yeah, that one was tough because, you know, I'm not a fan of Iowa State for sure. So that one was tough to miss, but
you never lost to him, kid.
I know.
Not one single time. We had to suck on it for a year. We sucked on that dick for a year, and then we got it right out of our mouth and reburied it for like another 8 in a row thanks to you guys.
Never lost to them, never lost to Minnesota, and never lost to Nebraska.
Gosh, dang.
That is impressive. I mean, that is impressive.
Sure.
Impressive. What in the rivalry hierarchy, I guess? Where do you rank those four trophy games for you personally? Because it's different for everybody.
Yeah, Iowa State, definitely, like, my favorite. It was my favorite one to play in just because being from Iowa and all that. And I don't think it's, like, it's nothing to do with the coaching staff. I just find their fans delusional and fucking whack jobs. I think that's why.
Whack jobs.
Fucking whack jobs. And then I think when it comes – probably the bowl. I mean, I only had it once, but if you want to win the Big Ten West, you need the bowl, which we won it this year without it. But usually you're gonna need that one.
Yeah, you got
it. And and then who we got left? Minnesota, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yes. Screw Nebraska. I don't know. Not a fan either one. I don't know if I can rank those ones.
They don't even matter.
Nah.
It's unreal.
How funny is it that they still think they're better than us, though?
It's unbelievable. I mean,
like, Minnesota just very clearly wants to be us. Like, they try so hard to be us, beat us with our same schemes. But, like, I mean, even though I think they switched to a 3-4 front after a while, didn't they?
Yeah,
but,
that's what they run now.
Yeah, so I guess their defense switched. But they're just, like, trying to beat us with the same offense, and they cannot do it because they're just not built like us. So, sorry.
Well, then, they go get O-linemen that are, like, 400 pounds. Like, the entire O-line was, like, 6'6", 380. It was ridiculous.
Those two guys, I was at that game. In fact, that was a sick game, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool-ass game.
That was fun.
Those two linemen, because it became a night game, and those two linemen were so goddamn big, but they can't move.
No, that's why little Joe Evans was running around.
I was just going to say Joey Buckets Evans.
Yeah.
It's like Joey Buckets Wieskamp, who just dropped 13 last night for the Spurs.
Bang.
Buckets Evans, another walk-on, by the way. Can't wait to have his ass on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He was eating him alive.
He was. He was a stud.
How fun is he to watch from the sideline?
Oh, it's awesome. Just seeing him bully around these dudes that are fucking twice his size. He's a specimen.
He is.
And he was doing it with some banged up shoulders.
Really?
Too. Oh yeah. So he's balling out all year long.
Dude, it's so crazy how every guy is hurt somewhere.
Oh yeah. Every guy.
Football is a mean ass game, man. It doesn't forgive anybody.
No,
it is a absolute miracle that somehow some guys go 10 years in the league. doesn't even make sense. Like, you just have to
get it.
Shooter's hanging out with one. You just disrespected one.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, my God, get over it. It was a joke.
I don't know if it was.
Well.
I think he went and cried.
Yeah,
in his bedroom, actually.
Tristan Wirfs.
Cried in his $100 bills that Kluber done that. Yeah. He spent them all at Universal.
He was wiping his face with a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, he went straight. I'm surprised he didn't come back in with the ring on his middle finger and just give me one of those. No, Tristan, I just wanted to fire him up a little bit. You live at Benton?
Lived, yeah. I moved out right before season this year.
Now tell me, who else lived in the back house with you there?
I lived there with Quaker Patrick, Tristan, and Levi Dua. And then when Dua quit, Jeff Jenkins lived there for a little bit, and then he quit. And then Dallas Craddith lived there for a little bit. Yeah. And then I had a buddy from home that lived there, too.
Tell me, Benton.
What was the revolving room, Shooter?
Which one was it? Coy stayed in the one at the top of the stairs to the right.
That was Ike's room.
Yep.
That was Ike's room. Tristan had Bo's room. And then when Tristan moved out, I took over that room. I was in the basement the first.
Let's go, shoot.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. We're Eskimo bros in there somewhere. Dang.
I still got your desk, bro. Your glass desk. No. I still got that.
Holy shit. And did you guys leave a lasting impression on Benton like we did? Because that place, oof.
Oh, we were considered the party house, and Doyle knew it too, and Doyle hated us for it. We were considered the party house.
Oh, God.
That's fantastic. So did the crab boils keep happening at your house?
No. The last year the Paulsons were there, they did it at their place in Iowa City. Mm. And we haven't had one the last 2 years.
Oh
man,
yeah, it's tough,
name, dude.
But we had a couple darties there. Like,
I saw some Snapchat videos of the darties.
Yeah, they were wild. We're talking like a few hundred people were there.
Holy shit, you guys did it right.
Yeah, it was wild.
Now, I'm not even gonna ask. There's a lot of stuff. I know you all put a bunch of stories on that piece of property, because we weren't even the party house, and we put some fucking stories on on that thing.
I don't know. We had a couple good ones in there.
Well, yeah. When there's a fully drawn bow.
Hey, relax. Yeah,
that's a good one. That's
today,
a good one.
Bro.
You can still see it in the wall.
Yeah. That's all we got to say, dude. Chicken sandwiches. Okay. You can't say this on the
air. I
thought
I already told the story.
Yeah, we had to delete it. Bo got pissed. We were at a wedding. He was pissed.
Going all the way back to when you came in to Iowa and you get called in from the bullpen, I guess, mid camp. What was your first thoughts? Was there ever like, ooh, I don't know if I can do this? What was the mindset that first year?
That first year, I was like just surviving, really. Just like I could do whatever I could to get through it. Because, I mean, I just didn't know anyone at the time. And then just foreign environment, shit like that. So I was kind of surviving for a little while. And then when I first got the call to come in, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm screwed. I thought I had another month to get myself in shape and shit. And then all of a sudden I'm thrown in there. So it was wild.
You get your ass just smoked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when we did two fields and nine on, too. We don't do that anymore.
Wow.
Those were bad days. The young guys go do nine on one field and the other guys stay up on the offensive
you have
field.
No idea how bad that was as the fullback who had
did every single one.
The good guys, I would much rather have gone and played the freshman for those periods.
How do you describe, in a couple words, how would you describe nine on?
It's an all-out battle. I mean, every single play. And then all eyes are on the defensive line. So that's one period where you want to go all out. You don't want to lose.
When did you feel like you started to make a little bit of a climb? Similar to how you started to figure out conditioning. When
I think it was bull prep before Mississippi State. I was getting a lot of reps with the twos and the ones. And I mean, I ended up still doing scout team for that game, but I think that's when I started getting some like coaches realizing that I could maybe do something there.
Maybe this guy would stick around.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Oh yeah, it felt great. Just getting reps with those guys and realizing that I can do it. I can play there. And I mean, I always do that, but other people need to know.
So how many times, Shooter, in the first year, how many times did you think about quitting?
Every day for a while.
All right. I just wanted to see if somebody like you was like me too, because thought about quitting every day, but I just like didn't, you know, I just didn't quit. And then it just ended up, we stayed there for 5 years and got better, but
I didn't know
if we were kind of the same there or not, man.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. There was definitely a period right when I got there. I was like, Jesus, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. Oh, maybe today's the last day. And then all of a sudden, shit just worked out.
Did you ever get actually close? Like, was there ever because back then, who was our? Yeah, it would have been.
I had to talk to my girlfriend about it when I was a freshman.
Really?
I'm still dating her now. But
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
let's go.
Been a while.
That's a hell of a relationship, Shoots.
I know.
That's a special lady conversations because you have a better mane than her.
I do. I got longer hair than her.
We're gonna talk about that, but I want to stay on this. This grit sticking it out thing. What did she tell you? That's fascinating to me because Drake was kind of my girlfriend in the first year. We lived together in Hillcrest and we had a lot of late night talks, which I missed.
Absolutely. And I banged him a couple times too.
Yeah, he met me over a couple times. No, Jesus Christ. What did she have to say? Because like, you know, it's hard for, is she the same age as you?
She's a year younger.
Okay. It's hard for like a girl to relate, right? So like, what was that advice from her? And then also like, why not quit? Like, what was the thing that kept you in it?
So her advice, I mean, it wasn't really advice. She just said, whatever I did, I mean, she'd support it and she'd be there for me, stuff like that. She's the best. But and then when I didn't quit, I think it was just the guys' relationships I was starting to make, and I didn't want to let them down. Those are my guys.
It's so strong, huh?
It is. Yeah.
Fuck, man. God. I'm not
going to walk on life, baby.
But just anything, man. Like, you're going to realize real soon. And I don't want to make it. I mean, I'm sure you've had. Would you consider yourself an emotional guy?
Oh, for sure. Especially when it comes to football.
Yeah. I'm sure this last camp, it was a season of lasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last home game, last away game, last trophy game, last bowl game, last practice. And it all starts to hit like bang, bang, bang. It's tough to ride that wave.
It is. Every single time, especially when you get towards the end of the season, you're just thinking, it's my last padded practice. Okay, this is my last practice at Iowa. Then you go to the bowl site, you're like, this is my last whatever. So.
My last nine on. I wish I had a whole season of nine ons.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But.
Shit, I wish I could run another game. I wish I could get another game simulator in.
I think maybe one person's ever said that. It was Jack Campbell.
That boy can run, huh?
Oh my God, he could. Yeah, you'd tell him to run, he could do it all day. He won't stop.
So this guy, he's a machine. So this guy actually does have superpowers.
I think he does, because I fathom. When I watch him run, he's always 10 yards ahead of everyone.
10?
He flies. And he don't slow down. He's got one speed. He don't stop.
Dude, the rumors are real.
That's true.
This guy's made of fairy dust.
All I've heard from everybody, Shooter, is that this guy just is on another level when he runs conditioning. And it's true.
Oh, yeah. No, whatever you heard, it's true.
Oh, my God. So that is so disheartening as anybody else who is not Jack Campbell. You're just like watching. Oh, yeah. So I had a guy, you probably didn't get to play. Well, maybe Josh Jackson. Did you guys cross ever?
Yeah, I played Josh.
So, he would do the same thing. I mean, when the whistle blew and we all took like the first few hard steps, head down, you know, you're driving out of the hole. it was like he was bouncing off a trampoline that was set up on its side. And all of a sudden, I mean, within the first 10 yards, he's already got a 4-yard lead. And I was
Didn't he run weird? Didn't he like run on his toes and he like flailed his arms around?
Yeah, because he's just fucking around. It was dude, I looked at him one day and I said, Josh, you truly don't understand, do you? I said, you don't get it. You don't come out here and worry about the running. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I have anxiety right now. I'm about to go into a panic attack because we've got stations in 60s, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that aerobically. And he looked at me, he goes, I still don't think he understood. He goes, yeah, man, I don't know. I just run the reps. And I was like, okay, cool. Fuck you. Yeah, I totally get it, man. What else makes Jack so – because he's going to play in the league. And what else makes Jack special aside from his evidently superhuman ability to
– Yeah, I mean, obviously his work ethic's unbelievable. And he's definitely a leader by example. He's followed me because he's going to be doing it the right way. So
did he ever get loud?
He's not much of a talker. Okay. He's not a vocal leader. I mean, he's definitely a leader on that team, but he's more of a lead by example guy.
Your boy's with Ike, right, Shooter?
Yeah.
Dude, Ike called Jack Campbell when he was still in diapers.
Sophomore. Yeah.
He was telling us about Jack Campbell before Jack Campbell knew about Jack Campbell.
That's wild. Yeah. He knows football, though.
Well, yeah, he's 6'5", and he plays middle linebacker. Like, it's just stupid what he does. He sounds a little bit like Josie Drake. So I'm going to imagine that he was one of those guys that just murdered, just ate prowlers alive.
Oh, yeah. Anything you put in front of him, he smashes it.
What did he look like in the tug of war one-on-ones?
I've never watched him do them because I'm always down doing my own. I mean, the Lions always doing their own shit.
Yeah.
So.
There was some inconsistency on the offensive line this year. There was a lot of young people getting a lot of reps, a lot of legitimate reps for the first time. There was a lot of shifting. There was a lot of, hey, we're going to put you here. The coaches were trying to figure out the right permutation of offensive linemen. Who are our best five, right? As you and I call Lindy as like a senior leader, even though he's only in his third year. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about him too. What was that like as an older guy trying to help lead that group? And then the added sort of awkwardness of coming back in 2 or 3 games into it. Talk about that group from this year.
I think this year's group, we were just trying to find our identity for a little while. And especially with the new coach, he was trying to help us find it too. Like I don't know if you guys ever in college or got put with a new coach, but just finding that identity of who we were and how we were going to, block people was something huge. And like you said, we were young. So, we had to figure that all out.
What does Coach Barnett do best? What makes him a good coach?
Something about Barnett is he could care less about film. He's about, if you mentally like want to be there, mentally want to kick someone's ass, that's like the kind of coach he is.
He's a mindset.
Like, we'll go through it. Oh yeah. Mindset 100%. And it's like mindset for every practice, every rep at practice. Like we could go, one day we've sat in the meeting room for like hour and a half. We didn't watch a single play. Just talk. It was wild. That's the kind of coach he is. I liked it.
I love that. So that's interesting. That's interesting.
That is going to get a very mixed review.
Obviously we watch our film, but it's not like,
I don't think they're just in there not watching right. The film. This is a one day example. I think to an extent, this is his first year as well, right? So
absolutely.
He's kind of finding his way as you guys were finding your way. Did you relate to him as a player in that sense?
I think the whole room did. I mean, just really, we wanted to figure out who we were, who the 2021 Hawkeye O-line was going to be. And I mean, it took us probably a little longer than we would want it. We got some criticism. People were calling.
Oh, you guys got absolutely shit on that, and that's
and
you know, we're the noise, so we did a little bit of that shitting on. And how do you deal with that? Because obviously, you know, like you just said, you're aware of it. Like, you know, you know, it's out there. What's Kyler Schott's approach to the noise?
Yeah, it don't bother me at all, because I know the people that are doing it, that are talking shit, most of them never done anything in their life. So, I mean, that shit don't bother me too much. But I mean, just also fueling you makes you want to be better, play better. Mm-hmm. So.
Here's the thing, Kyler. We talked about this a lot. Did you know that you and Werfs were the only two guys that made it for a significant amount of time from a recruiting standpoint, and only Werfs was the one that was recruited? Like, if you wouldn't have paid to go there and, like, been like, hey, dickheads, you're welcome for my services, they would have been one for however many on their recruiting in the offensive line.
In the 2017 class?
From 2017 to, like, 2019 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's the reason you guys were playing with offensive linemen who were still kind of trying to figure out their ass from their elbow, because they're not supposed to be playing that early. So
we were
on the side of, like, we feel really bad for you guys that this is your situation, because it's the players paying for bad recruiting.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. No. And especially in my class, which I mean, I loved all the guys that we got recruited with, like, and the O-line especially. But, like, there was five O-linemen came in with us and three ended up quitting. And then, and I was the only walk-on one, and I ended up starting 3 years. And then there was worse in my class. So
he turned out okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
What did you take away from that? Or have you ever even reflected upon, wow, like, I'm the only one left. Like, this.
Oh yeah. It was weird going into this year. Like, Banny was gone. Banwart, he was a senior last year.
Yep.
And AJ. So, and then I started thinking, like, when Kallenberger said he wasn't coming back, I was like, I'm going to be the only guy left in that 2017, that Swarm 17 class. So, yeah, I was thinking about it a little bit coming into the year for sure.
Your hair.
Yeah.
You are
absolutely legendary, dude. Rock star lifestyle.
Is it – what? Tell me, has it – I guess I'm bad at research. Has it – how long has it been this long? Was that a high school thing? Did you come into it?
No, I started growing it out after wrestling my senior year of high school. Okay. Just kind of have it in wrestling.
And then it just became like, screw it, I don't have to cut it. Let's just let it.
Yeah. Play. I was like, I'm going to be playing D1 football at Iowa. Let's try to look like Gallery or something. Even though he's 6'7" or whatever. But yeah,
he only had half a foot on you.
Yeah.
But – yeah, man, that's not a bad dude to model who you look like.
After. No.
He was a scary motherfucker.
He was. He really was.
It's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Were you always an Iowa football fan?
Always. Born and raised, baby.
Dude, you're black and gold to the bone, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
God. Living the life.
It's what I was just going to say. Like, how does it feel that you just lived the dream?
I did. I literally grew up wanting to do exactly what I did. I mean, I probably wanted to be quarterback when I was a kid, but, you know, I became an O-lineman. But, yeah, I did exactly what a lot of kids dream of, especially if you're from Iowa, which Iowa football is about all we got. So,
definitely not Iowa State football. That shit sucks.
No, fuck that.
Did that ever hit you? It will hit you, especially if you're a reflective guy, which – I don't know. I think Drake and I could both attest to, as you get older in the next few years, you'll probably become a little bit more reflective of your life and things. Did it ever hit you while, you know, over the last 5 years, like the dissociation where you're like, wait a second, like you're standing there signing an autograph on Kids Day and you're like, No, 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 no. I was on the other side of the fence 15 years ago. Like,
this, yeah.
Any moments like that ever?
Yeah, I think sometimes people like on our team will, they won't want to sign autographs or some shit, or they won't want to go do something at a kid's day, or, you know, how we had kids there or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, these used to, like, this used to be me. This used to be us. This is exactly what we wanted to do. So like, let's go make some days.
This guy.
I mean, he said it the right way. That's just kind of the Iowa kid mentality, man.
Doesn't get better. Doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, sir.
The bowl game. It's hot. It's hot.
Yeah, well, it wasn't cold. That's for fucking sure.
that mane was sweating. I could see it all the way up in that second.
It was literally like a mop.
Yeah.
It was like, I had like 10-pound weight on my head.
Talk about let's go back. Talk about the Big Ten Championship. You guys made it to Indy. Something we hadn't done
since. We did.
What did it feel like, man?
The feeling of the swarm out there was unbelievable. Because that's just something that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Something that you could only have dreamed of.
You could, like, as a kid, you could have only dreamed of knowing what that was like. And were you around in 2015, or was that – no, that was Brandon Ross's class. You were you were 17. We just talked about 17. That. Dumb question. In 15, man, when we ran out, it was just the feeling of, like, holy shit, as a kid, you watched on TV and now you're in it. It's the holiest of shit moments. So I can only imagine that you felt the same way.
Oh, that's exactly how I felt. I mean, obviously it didn't go the way we wanted, which, I mean, screw it. It's that shit. I mean, that happens. It's football.
Football happens, man.
Yeah. But just the feeling of playing in there. And that's, I mean, 5 years of coaches saying, win the Big Ten West. I mean, that's the goal for every Iowa team in history.
Yep.
Since they split it, the Big Ten, it was win the Big Ten West, win in Indy, make it to Indy. And then finally getting to do it on my last year was something special.
Yeah. What was the Drake and I and Kevin were sitting in the fucking nose, but dude, we were in the dark up in the top. we were there. And I remember more than anything, the wait in that tunnel. Like, they walk you up to the tunnel, but then it's like a 5 minute wait.
Yeah. That shit sucked. Actually, they're blowing that smoke right in your face. And we just had to sit there and wait, and there's, that shit was whack.
What did the energy feel like?
It was good. And, I mean, just chills almost, just standing there ready to swarm, and, something that you talk about, but not a lot of people get to do it.
Not a lot of people.
Very few get to do it, brother. Like, once every 5 years is what we're averaging. So, luckily, each guy basically gets to do it once, but some guys are only going to be non-factors. You know, I was basically a non-factor. You got to do it as a fifth-year senior. So, like, your experience was significantly different than anybody on our podcast. Like, you got to do it as one of the captains, which is just unbelievably bad.
Thank you. Yeah, it's special. It was a special moment.
Didn't go how we would have liked, but hey, you made it. The next day, Iowa, Kentucky. What was bowl prep like? And then tell me about Orlando.
Bowl prep was it's the usual bowl prep for the guys that. I've never had 2 days at Iowa. They stopped doing 2 days right before the year before I got there.
They nixed those. For even camp now, you guys are so shit.
I know, generation, man, we're crazy. But the bowl prep, I mean, we got some time off. We got finals week. We practiced like once during finals week, and then hit the ground running after that. Had some padded days, it's not the best in December and January or December doing padded practices, but it is what it is. And then Orlando. It was a lot of fun getting to go to Universal and Top Golf and all that stuff. And
you guys had some good events.
It was a good bowl trip.
I was actually at Universal for anyone, by the way.
Subscribe to our Patreon for the greatest Universal story of all time. Kluver is an asshole shooter.
just, yeah, I told a good story for once. It's one where I was absolutely belligerent, and it's about my day front to back at Universal Studios. But I happened to be there on the Thursday when you were there. You guys were. Did you guys get to go on any of the rides? Like, did you have the fast pass or?
I mean, we had the fast pass, but we got there at 2, and the fast pass didn't start till 4:30. Mm. So I only used it like on one or two rides, and then, but I did get on a few.
Okay.
That was like my fourth time being there. So like I've been to Universal quite a few times.
Jesus. Shooter Universal.
Yeah. You work in fucking Diagon Alley, don't you?
They're basically paying me.
Universal Studios.
Dude, you could be, they could just dye your hair white and you could be fucking Dumbledore.
I'm just going to be Hagrid, man.
Or Hagrid. They don't even need they could put you on the motorbike, literally stand him right there on the corner. I rode the ride.
Hey, Kluver, tell me how easy he could make Universal Studios merch.
You guys had to sell it for me. You have to advertise.
We could do it, bro. Listen, dude. We have the means.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I'm so
pissed. You signed the waiver.
I'm so pissed, Shooter, because this year we're gonna start to figure out, like, you know, we're gonna hopefully in a small way sponsor some former walk-ons, right?
Absolutely.
Joe, this, you know, whoever wants to. But you were the poster boy, and like. The amount of cool shit that we could do with these guys, like, is unbelievable. What did you think about the NIL stuff that all went down and finally got passed through?
I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think only a select few people are going to really benefit from it. I mean, I got some merch from Hippies and Cowboys podcast. I got some stuff from them, and then my shirts. I got some money off that. So, I mean, I made a little bit of money off the shirts about all, but I think for some people, it's a really good thing. And some people, it's not going to change their experience at all.
Do you think, oh man, dude, now we get to ask all these questions to the actual guys on the team, Drake. Do you think, so let's just, you know, put it out there. Lindy, T Good, right? You know, the popular guys, right? Not the linemen or the specialists. Yeah.
Sure. Well, just named Lindy first, guy.
Well, He's sort
he's
of
an
special.
Exception. He's an exception.
I know he's Captain America.
Do you think there's anything negative to it? Do you think it could cause any sort of angst between guys or jealousy or anything like that?
I mean, I think if you got a good group of people, I don't think it's going to affect much. Bam. And Iowa has good people. I mean, I've been here 5 years, and there's no one that I hate, or no one that I hate that would ever on the team with me. So. I mean, you got good guys and won't do that.
That's exactly what I thought. I think it accentuates whatever dynamic you already have between the guys on the team, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Because like T Good before NIL, he was already the most popular guy. Like he was signing all the autographs. He was the one who people wanted pictures with. Like, so, you know, I know money changes things, but yeah, it's interesting. Man, I mean, we could sit here and talk for hours, but I don't want to take up any more of your time. We've been going for an hour. Drake, you got anything else for Shooter Shoots?
No, man, it's been a fantastic time. I talk to him all the time on Snap. I'll just continue to hit you up, pal. Look forward to seeing you in the future.
Yeah, thanks, boys. I appreciate it.
See you, brother.
Take care.
Thank you guys so much for listening to episode 283 of the podcast, sponsored by DRF Sports. Yes, I know you guys are going to be hearing it. It's a little bit different. We've got a presenting sponsor, Wash Up Walk-Ons, presented by DRF Sports. Thank you guys to listening to the whole show. We hope you enjoyed our time with Kyler, and we're excited to bring you guys many more guest episodes in the new year. Until then, Walk-Ons are out. Peace.